Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Free Psychic Readings with Lenis on this Sunday afternoon, or if you're on the East Coast, probably early evening. There we go. My music still wants to play and I'm trying to turn it off. There we go. Okay, welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lenis this afternoon and early evening on the East Coast. The time is 3 o'clock on the West Coast and it's 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lenis. So glad you are joining the show, either by listening audience, phone calls, or in the chat room. One question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also a Reiki master and a psychic. Today, Miss Nina is not with us because she and her husband are on vacation. Yay! I'm so happy for them. And I hope they're having a wonderful time. I have 40 years of experience as an accurate psychic. I also do tarot readings, Chinese readings. Yes, I do. Past life. And angel readings. And I also connect to loved ones that have taken wings. Like time that is always constant, so is our lives. I see an imprint of the future. Sometimes things come to pass, other times it changes. Remember, we all have free will and choices in this life. Now, if you want a more in-depth reading from me, you can contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's all one line, theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I do not work on the weekends, but I can be reached on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and put in the Essence of Success Network, you'll see my picture and you got me. If you have something, a question or whatever that you're not sure about that maybe we discussed or you just want to know how to get a reading, anyway, you can reach me on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network. So, since Miss Nina's not here, the chat room is open. I just request that you guys be kind to one another, respect the show, and do enjoy your conversations, whether you're listening on the air or just talking in the chat room. Okay. Oh, and you know, we got to begin with a prayer before we start. So, love, we let go of the past. And remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. I am that I am. Thank you. And thus is my prayers. Okay. All right, I think we're ready to begin now. And like I said, thank you for joining me either on the air, listening by phone, tablet, iPad, or in the chat room. You're all welcome. Okay, so our first caller coming up for the day is area code 212. 212, you're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, Lenis. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Terrific.
I like your prayer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. They're on my website, matter of fact, too, just to let everybody know, from finances to family to friends and just day to day, you know, just making it. So there's prayers on there. They're prayers that I have made up, and they've worked to help people. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was good stuff.
Okay. So what can I answer for you today, Miss Mary?
Well, I'm wondering what you see in terms of my career development and if there is any room for advancement this year.
Okay. What field do you work in so I can focus?
I work at a museum as a grant
writer. Okay.
So I need to raise money for the organization.
Okay. Well, your funding is going to open up in March. I got that right away. I saw dollar signs, but I saw March. I saw the dollar sign symbol, three of those, and I saw the month March. So that's just telling me it's going to open up in March. Whatever funding that you're setting up, March will be a good month for you to attain money. So, yeah, that's very good. In fact, that's your hot month, matter of fact, March and April. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, you are going to be moving up. In fact, it looks like a woman that you're going to be training under you because you're going up to another, almost like a manager, supervisor, or a manager's position. I think maybe manager. I don't think supervisor. I think you're going to be managing that department. But you are going to be training a lady. I see a woman coming in and you're training her. But it's a past job that you've done. So, yeah, things look good for you. Your funding is going to go well in March and April. March is your hot month out of the year, and then the next one is April. So you're right on point as far as trying to get this. If you're getting the paperwork started for the funding to begin, then I would say run your programs in March for funding, and you'll get a good response.
Okay, great. Yep. Actually, we were just about to – we're in the process of submitting something to Bloomberg, which is, you know, a big funder. And we were hoping to $300,000 over the course of 2 years. But, you know, it's a big ask, and, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to get that much, but, you know, I'm glad to hear that we are going to get something.
Yes.
Where it seems, anyway.
It's going to go through. Yes. And don't doubt yourself. Asking, you know what? It's like a man asking a woman out. Everybody's not going to say no, right? You are going to get a yes. So you know enough influential people to put those letters out there, and I see two, possibly three, that will come back. But, yeah, you're going to get funding, no doubt. I see that. The money's coming. Who your sources are, just put those letters out there. Put them out, even the people that you wouldn't think, you know, hell, write Bill Gates. Tell Bill Gates he also do $300,000. Because you never know, Mary. Sometimes it's the one that you least will be the one that comes through. So that's what I'm saying. Put all your letters out, your feelers, whatever, you know, for this fundraising. And I'll tell you another thing, too, that I see. If you gear this around, oh, my God, what comes up in March? It's the Green Day, the little guy. It's not a holiday. Oh, God, what is that? You know, on March, we're the...
St. Day.
It's on the 7th. It's what? Say it again.
St. Patrick's Day with the leprechaun?
There you go. Gear one of your fundraisers around St. Patrick's Day, and I see you doing 75%. So that may not be your big one. Maybe it's your medium one to get 100,000, 200,000. But I see that during St. Patrick's Day, during that celebration, if you have a fundraiser then, you will get 75% of the money that you ask. So whoever that particular philanthropist is coming through during that period, you'll get 75% of the money that you ask for.
Fantastic. Yeah, we are actually going to have a fundraiser, a dinner at the end of the month, a little bit after St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Are you doing anything during St. Patrick's Day, though, during that week of St. Patrick's Day and that weekend? Because you'll get money, Mary. If you can do something, maybe a small dinner or an intimate soiree where, you know, you've got three or four millionaires in there with you, go for it. I'm telling you, you get 75% of what you ask for.
Wow.
It's just
that
something about that holiday during St. Patrick's. I guess maybe people are just giving, they're happy, loving, whatever. But for you, it's a benefit. Yeah, it's a benefit for you. It works in your behalf.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're going to do good. You're going up. They've got high hopes for you. So,
oh, yeah.
You
well,
know, just don't doubt
have
yourself.
A new boss.
Whatever you think, anything that you think you can do for this meeting, do it. Because you will do good. You're where you're supposed to be. You're in your path. You're doing good. So just continue on. But do something during St. Patrick's Day, like I said, in March and April. That's your 2 months to make money, darling. Go for
all
it.
All right. Will
okay.
do.
All right. And congratulations to you as well.
Oh, thank you. For what? Oh, well, for getting the money.
Yes. Yes. You're going to do good. I'm congratulating you because I already see it. So congratulations, Mary.
Thank you, Lana.
All right. Now you have a good week and be good to yourself, okay?
Oh, you too. Thanks so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. We've got area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Linus?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great.
Okay. I just have one question to ask you. And
okay.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask you about this woman that we scheduled to meet. We exchanged phone numbers last week. And her name is Samantha. And
okay, don't tell me her last name. That's all. Just
okay.
Samantha.
Okay.
So
yes,
yeah, I don't put people's whole name on the air. So
yeah,
you
want
to know about Samantha? Okay, let me see here, Melvin. Let's see about Miss Samantha. Does she like to be called Sammy sometimes? I don't know why I'm picking that up. That I guess her intimate friends
know.
Call her Sammy. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay. She's an interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Date her. I'm seeing that you two date and fill out. I mean, and not fill out, but figure each other out what you want in a relationship. I see there's a possibility. She's a religious woman. She's in the church. Let me see what else. She has kind of old ways sometimes how she thinks about things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like old school ways. I'll say like, you know, yeah. Maybe really respecting your elders or doing this and that. She has that mindset, which is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
right.
Those old ways are better than some of the things that people are doing today. But, yeah, that's her mindset. She just like old ways. Like if she fixed you dinner, she wouldn't expect you to help her in the kitchen. She would clear the table and get everything up and just tell you, you know, like you would in the old times. The woman would wait on the man and put everything away, and you'd go in the living room to watch TV or, you know, the two of you talk. So that's
yeah.
how she is. She's old school. So that's good. I mean,
yeah,
right
yeah,
now
yeah.
I see it's a possibility for you two. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just understand she has some old ways that maybe is not as progressive as yours, but that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Because she asked me, I asked her, was my age a problem? And she said no, that she have dated older guys in the past. And she basically said exactly what you just told me. To me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's single with no kids. And, yeah. But we supposed to have met today, but she said she was kind of tired from church and work because she worked at night.
Uh-huh. I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, don't stop calling her, Melvin. Still call, you know, figure out what time, you know, to call her where you're not disturbing her. But, yeah, call her. You two can be in a relationship. I don't see anything bad about this woman at all. She's a good woman. You know, other than her just having her you know, old school ways. She's a good woman,
yeah.
So I'm telling you, talk to her. Go on and get your Mac Daddy on.
Okay. Does she interested, or she just
Yeah, she's interested.
She is?
No, she's interested, yes. That's what I'm telling you, to call her and talk to her, you know, at a time when she's not resting. I mean, you know, I understand her schedule. But, yeah, talk to her. You two will get together. You know, just be patient. You know, be patient with her because of her schedule. And, of course, you two working. So, but other than that, you'll be fine. Yeah, she's interested. Pick her out or go for a nice walk. Maybe and have a little lunch or something. Go for a nice walk. And just talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Samantha. I like her. I like her way better than that Sterling woman. So I like Samantha.
Lord,
Samantha's good people. So go for it, Melvin. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I can tell. There's just something about her because we was talking on the phone and we was talking about the Lord and she got very, very quiet when she knew that I, you know, talks about, you know, the Lord and know the Bible and
mm-hmm.
religious too. So I think that really caught her eye, and that's what she's looking for in a man because she told me exactly what you just said.
She's a good woman. Go for it. I'm telling you, go for it. Don't stop calling. Call her and take her out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for them to call me on my job. You know, you told me that last time we talked. Call for their new job.
Yep,
yeah, they
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they will. And if you don't hear from them, like maybe Monday, give them a call tomorrow. And well, tomorrow's a holiday. I'm sorry, Tuesday, because tomorrow's President's Day. Give them a call Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And just say you're just checking back, you know, see how things are going, you know,
right.
but you're still interested. So, sure.
I'm going to email you, Ms. Lannis, and I need to I need you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're a very powerful woman. And I really admire you a lot. And I wanna connect with you. I need you to help me, you know, with some things in my life and with my son and stuff. And I need to connect with you. So I'm going to
Melvin, if you go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, you can leave me a message. There's a contact icon there, so you leave me a message, and I check that every 24 hours or less.
Okay.
You know, to see if
ma'am.
I have any messages. So do that. Yeah, I'll be glad. I'll be glad to help you and pray with you and get you on the right path. But you're doing good. You're doing good. Don't doubt yourself. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I won't. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
I love
you're
you.
Welcome.
God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you too, Melvin. Be that king. Okay, area code 505. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Linus, hi. My name is Patty, and I was wondering. First of all, thank you. And I was wondering if you can communicate with my friend that passed right before, actually after Thanksgiving. His name is Willie.
Okay, well, the only thing about that I'm going to tell you, I do connect with the loved ones that have passed over, but it takes me a minute or two because I have to get my body into one and go over on the other side and reach them. I would really prefer, if it's possible, can you call me for a reading and I can get in depth with the person that's on the other side with you?
Oh, I got it. Okay. And
yeah,
so
that's no problem. Just contact me on theessenceofsuccess.com and sign up for a reading, and then that way him and I together, and I can, whatever questions you want to ask, he's right there with me. I can ask those questions.
Oh, okay. Then can I ask you another thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, might as well ask for the love life, how it's going. I'm dating someone, but I met someone new.
That's okay. Just give me the first name, the one that you met new.
Mark.
Just the first name. Mark, okay. And what's the name of the guy that you're dating now?
Zevulin. That's a weird name.
Okay, that's all right. I got it. Don't say any more.
Zevulin.
Okay, let me, Mark. Oh, he's a happy-go-lucky person. Yeah, he's got a really neat personality about himself. He would be interested in dating you. If you wanted to date him, Patty, he is interested. At times she can be no nonsense, and sometimes she can be bitter about some things. So you might want to get in a conversation with Mark about life in general, because I see there's some bitterness there, and it's from another woman. So, you know, you might want to just see where his head is at. How clear is he thinking right now? But other than that, I see that he's okay. He's outgoing, charismatic. That's what I want to say. He's a very charismatic individual. So I see you enjoying yourself with him. But do get in a conversation, because he's been hurt and burned. And so, you know, let him know that was...
Yeah, he's getting a divorce, so you are right on target, yeah.
Okay. And the other gentleman, Sue Finland, let's see.
Zebulon, yeah.
Does he want to get married to you? I feel like he's looking for something permanent. He's not looking just to date or anything.
Well, it's funny because he also got out of a long-time marriage, and he always said, I'm not going to marry again, never. But we've been together now for like 9 months now.
Yeah. No, he'll marry again. He doesn't like to be alone. He doesn't. He likes the company of at least a companion. At least a companion, a woman there. He doesn't like to be by himself. And he doesn't need to be by himself, because his thinking goes really kind of crazy. You know what I mean? If he's got someone there that he can bounce off different things, that's good for him. But just by himself and no reaction to the outside is not good. So for that aspect of him, that's up to you. I guess you could continue, but just remember he's got leftover baggage.
I think both have.
Yeah. Well, the first guy, though, he's definitely ready to move on and start something new. I mean, that ended like 9 months to a year ago. As far as his love for his ex, that ended a long time ago. It was just being there for convenience or bills, but the love has been gone. So Mark, he's telling you the truth. He doesn't love his ex-wife. That died a long time ago. So, yeah, he wants to start anew, but he's interested in you. So, you know, just take it a day at a time, Patty. Take it a day at a time. You're not married to either one of these men. You have free choice and free will. So even though you dated the guy for 9 months, if you decide that it's not him and you'd rather be with Mark, only thing that I ask you is to be fair with yourself and him and talk to him, you know, whether the relationship is working for you or not. Just being, why I'm saying being fair, because that way you don't put karma on you and you don't put karma on him. You know, it's just that, hey, sometimes things don't work out the way we like them to be, but hopefully we can still maintain friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you see that with this Zebulon guy, things are also working out fine now, right?
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything bad on him other than just he doesn't like to be by himself. He doesn't. He says that he doesn't want to be married again, but he's lying to himself. He likes for a woman to be there. He loves companionship. He really does. That's important to him in his life. It gives him balance. Like I said, when he's by himself and thinking, it's not good. But if he's got a woman to talk to and discuss things or bounce questions off, that's good for him. That gives him the balance. But by himself, mm-mm. So as far as that aspect of him, yeah. You know, good companionship. I mean, you got two guys that have come out of relationships that are looking for something better, so that's up to you. But the second guy, Finland, that guy is still carrying some baggage, but that's just hurt feelings and bitterness. Where the guy, Mark, he's like, I've been done. I'm ready to start anew. You know, how quick can I sign these papers?
Yeah, he's very, I really like him. We just got together twice. I mean, it's so new. But,
well, that's what I'm saying. If you decide you want to be with him and not the other guy, you know, sit down and talk to him and let him know that things just didn't work out. You don't have to say you're with another man. That hurts. You just say that things didn't work out between you and, you know, you hope that you two can be friends and, you know, you move on. And then you can date Mark without baggage, without something in the background or looking over your shoulder. It's a clean slate. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you know, always
okay,
do things the right way, and right will come to you. If you do it with drama or it starts in drama, it will end in drama. So you always want to do it the right way so things turn out for the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're great. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Oh, you're welcome, and I wish you the best, Patty. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 202, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, Linus. This is Pierre. How are you today? Happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to you too, young lady.
Thank you.
So would you say your name was Tierra? Is that right?
Tierra with a T as in Tom.
Oh, Tierra. Oh, yeah, expensive jewelry. Okay, go on with it, girl.
Well, I was calling in tonight to find out what do you see for me as far as, like, my career. I receive disability each month, so I have a steady income coming in. But I've been working with this girl doing nails because I'm a nail technician by trade. But I just wanted to see what you see for me as far as my career finances.
Well, I do want to tell you this. There's three people that would snatch you up right now for manicures. People that are I see three people standing at doors, and they got their hand out telling you to come on. So
okay.
You're in demand. I don't know what state you live in, but you're in demand.
I'm in
the
Virginia.
Angels are showing. Okay, well, the angels are showing me three people standing at three doors, and they have their hands out. That's telling me that you're wanted, you're needed. They're looking for you.
Okay.
So, as far as your career doing nails, yeah, what I would suggest is that any of the nail shops or even beauty shops, because, you know, some beauty shops also have people in there doing nails. I would just put my feelers out or either put some applications in, but there's three places that you will definitely hear from, Tierra. Three for sure that'll say, like, you know, can you start tomorrow? So.
Okay, now I have been thinking about opening up my own nail salon in my house.
Okay. Let me think, let me ask. Okay, what the angels are telling me to tell you is make sure if you're doing it out of your home that you have all the security that's needed.
Okay.
And what I'm seeing is like bars on windows, like bars on
okay.
windows, not on your door, but to make sure that you have security. So evidently you can do this out of your home. They're showing me that that's definitely a possibility for you, but just make sure that it's a secure resident for you, secure domain.
Okay.
Yeah. So either way, honey, you can do it. You can either do it on your own or you can put applications in and get hired. You're blessed.
So do
either
you see
way it goes.
Working somewhere and being successful?
I see you working and doing manicure work, which you're good at. I see that.
Yeah.
That's what popped up. Yeah. I mean, if you're good at that, do that. Do it, you know.
Okay.
Who says that? Steve Harvey always said, "Do what you know that you do best. Don't step out your lane."
Okay.
So you know you're a good manicurist. You know that you get hired. If you don't know it, I'm telling you now, you would get hired. So either way, whether if you open it in your house, you'll get clients, or if you decide you want to work in a beauty shop or a nail salon, you'll get hired. So either way, there's no loss. It's a win-win situation here for you, Tierra. There's no loss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I kind of like didn't want to go back into a shop.
I would put them applications. You don't want to do shop?
Yeah, I don't want to do shops. I want to do my own thing now because I've worked in shops and it doesn't work out.
Okay, well, that'll work for you too. That'll work for you,
okay.
too, to do it at home, sure. They're showing me that. That's why I said it's a win-win situation. I don't see any losses around you. Only thing they showed me was that your security, to make sure if you're doing it at home that your place is secure. So that's why I saw the bars around the windows. Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah.
Okay, man.
You
thank
good,
you so much.
And in fact, you know what? In fact, April, I know March is coming up, but I think, what is it, Easter is in April? I see you just before Easter, Tierra, doing nails. So evidently, it's not going to take you long to get this together. Because I see you just before Easter, right around there, that you're doing people's nails at your house. So, yeah, you're not going to wait long for this to come about for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're most welcome, and congratulations on your new business. You're going to do well, young lady.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully one day when you're in the DMV area, you stop past and get a manicure.
Well, that sounds good to me. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
That's right. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful week, and like I say, good luck to you. God, yeah, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, most welcome. Okay. All right. Next caller. Oh, I guess I should announce myself, huh? We're at the half hour. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's not here today because her and her hubby are on vacation. Good for them. I'm happy for Miss Nina. So anyway, if you're listening, thank you either by phone or computer or tablet, or if you're in the chat room. And I haven't been in the chat room to check on anybody yet, but I hope that you people are in the chat room, that you're being kind to one another and, yeah, showing the love. So, okay. All right, now back to the show. Oh, and the phone number, Jesus, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay. All right. Area code 646. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, this is Ella. Good evening, because I am on the East Coast, and good afternoon for everyone that's on Pacific.
Oh, okay, Ella. Hi. Thank you.
Ella. So my question is, I'm having a birthday next month, and I just wanted to know, how is my love life looking for my new cycle?
You know what? There's a sharp man. As you were talking, I can see him in the background. And he's got on a silk suit. Almost, it looks like shark skin. You're young, so I don't know. Older people remember shark skin suits. But he's a snappy dresser. I'm trying to get his name out. I'm getting M, though. So write that down. The first letter of his name is M. It's not Manuel.
My name is Magella.
Okay. No. This is the guy. That's what I was trying to get his name. But anyway, and he's a sharpshooter. Ooh. Oh, he's into law. This guy is a police officer. Yeah. He's either a police officer, a detective. But, he is. Okay. Yeah, I think he's a detective. Man, he's a sharp dresser. He doesn't even look like he works for the police. Okay. He's medium complected, 6'2", little over medium built. He's not fat, but he's a little bit over medium. So when he stands, you know, he would look like, oh my God, I want to say size-wise, like a baseball player. You know, baseball players, they have that cute little butt on them. But anyway, you know how they're built. Yeah, well, that's how this guy is with the M. Yeah, that's how he's built like that. But, yeah, but he's in the police. He's in the police department, but I'm pretty sure he's a detective. He must be a detective. Let me see. How do you guys meet? Oh, at a social function. Ha-ha.
Wow.
Your girlfriends are taking you to a social function, and it's kind of like a club, and it's kind of like a lounge. I don't know whether to say it's jazz or blues or old school R&B, but it's not just one thing. It's like jazz, okay, jazz, blues, whatever. It's a variety. But your girlfriends take you there, and this guy asks you to dance. This is how you meet him. Remember now, his initial is M that starts his name. It's not Manuel, but it's something with the M. But anyway, he's going to come over and ask you to dance. And like I say, you would never think that he's a police officer. He's a sharp dresser. And he's got a beautiful personality about himself. I'm seeing that he's an Aquarius. So that explains a police humanitarian. But, yep, and you will meet him next month. So as your girlfriends are taking you out for your birthday, and a nice-looking gentleman, he is, he's comfortable on the eyes. He's attractive. But comes up, sharp dresser. That's going to be your gauge. This guy is a sharp dresser. You'd be like, oh, hi, how are you? And go ahead with it, Ella. Do what you do best, sister. Do what you do best.
I was thinking about going on a cruise. And
this
is why it sounds familiar, because on a cruise, there's everything, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going on a cruise on my birthday weekend.
Oh, you're going to love it. I love cruising. Mm-hmm. Love it, love it, love it. You're going to love it. You meet people from all over the world. But anyway, this guy will be from America, okay? So on the cruise ship, you go for dancing, whatever, this guy's going to come ask you. You'll know that's him. Start a conversation. What's his name? And he says whatever it is with an M. Girl, get to talking. Get to macking. Because I see this as a long-term relationship. Not only will he be protective of you, but he'll make sure that everything is going good in your life. So, yeah, being who he is, he'll be protective, but it's like, you know, if you went to him, he said, you know what, honey, I'm having a problem on the job. This person is working my nerves. He will sit with you and talk with you and say, well, you know, have you looked at this or looked at that? You know, or do I need to come on the job and be stupid? You know, you'll be laughing, but actually he'll be helping you, you know, to diffuse whatever that it could be if it's something bad.
But he's going to be a police officer?
Yes, he's a policeman. That's okay. What's wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with him being a policeman. All policemen are not bad. Let me tell you, it's just a minority of them. I know we hear every day about profiling and African Americans, Mexicans, you know, what the police do. But trust me, all police are not bad. There's more good than bad. The bad is a minority. On the whole, police officers are good, and they are here to help us. You know, but there's a few bad ones like anything in life, right?
There's good and bad in anything.
Yeah. But this guy will be a long term.
He has children already?
Let's see. Yes, he has a daughter, and she's 17.
Uh-oh.
He has one child, a daughter, and she's 17 years old. So she'll be graduating next year. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. He had her young. He's not that old. I see him, he's like maybe 42. So he had her young. But that's okay. He's a good father, too. He's a good father. But he's not married. No. He's not married, but he is a responsible father and a man. So I give him kudos for that.
Right, right.
Yep, yep. But that's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, hey, that's going to be neat. Oh, you're going to enjoy yourself on the cruise. Oh, girl, I wish I was going with you. You're going to have a ball. You're going to have a ball. So when you meet this man, that's going to be the bonus. That's going to be the icing on the cake for you. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm feeling better now.
Yes, look forward to the cruise. Look forward to meeting this guy. And he's not going to tell you right away he's a policeman. But through your conversations and talking, he will tell you. Yeah, he won't lie about it. But he won't just right away because you two start talking, well, I'm a cop. No, no. But, you know, as you're talking, but, you know, you'll see how protective he is of you.
Oh, okay.
So, wish you the very best. Enjoy your cruise and enjoy your new relationship, honey.
I sure will. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good
All
night.
Right.
God bless.
God bless you too. Have a wonderful week. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Area code 786. You're on the air with Linus. Who is this?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm alive. Can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing great, but I feel a reluctance with you. I can feel it right now. What's going on?
Well,
something you're holding
work.
Back. Huh?
Work.
Oh. You having problems at work?
Well, I'm actually looking for work. I left a job that I was really unhappy with, and I actually feel really good about that decision. It's just, you know, I've been on several interviews, and I thought they all went well, but I didn't get the positions. And I'm just going harder towards getting a better position somewhere I know I'll be happy in and, you know, go back to the regular routine of life, going, you know, to work and going back to school. So I'm just
okay, Samantha, what company is like with Chris? I'm seeing CHRIS, but there's something more to the name. But that's all I'm getting right now. CHRIS is it's a company.
I'm not sure. I have an interview this Wednesday. It's with a hotel, but I don't know if there's anyone that has nothing to do. The name Chris doesn't have anything to do with the hotel. But I'm actually pretty optimistic about that.
Was there someone interviewing you with the name of Christopher or Christine? Oh, no, you're going for the interview. You're going for the interview, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so it must be one of them then. Is that what it is, Angel? Oh. You're getting that job.
The job
you're going for this Wednesday, you're getting that job. There's somebody named Christine or Christopher. I don't know how the person that interviews you or you're going to be working with, but that name, that person is there. So, yeah, you're going to be getting that job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is
and they're
so
glad
wonderful.
To get you. They're glad to get you. Evidently, whoever was in that job before was a holy terror. They're going to tell you about it. Yep. After you get the job, they'll tell you about the person that you're replacing was holy terror. So they just love your personality, your persona, your skills. And even if you want to go back to school, they love all that about you. So they welcome you with open arms. Yes, you will get the job Wednesday. So when you apply for it, yes, go for the interview. Do your very best. Even afterwards, before you go Wednesday, get a little thank you card. And as you're leaving, just, you know, give that to the person that you had your interview with, thanking them for giving you the opportunity for the interview. But you will be working there.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll be working
there,
and you're working up the ladder. Not only are you working there, I see you going up steps. That means you're going up the ladder. Whatever position you're in right now, that's temporary. You're going to be going up the ladder. I see you just climbing, so, wow, you must be in your niche because you're going up, 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 up. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
That means you found the place where you need to be. And it's just upward and onward for you. So, yep, this is you. This is your job. So claim it. When you go Wednesday, you don't have to say it to yourself. Just say, you know what? I got this job, God. I know it's mine. I'm not even worried about it. I just want to know, God, when am I going to start work? Because I got the job.
Yes.
I just had to do the formal interviews, you know, and stuff. But I got the job. And that's it. Call me back and let me know you got it, because I know you do.
Thank you so much.
I know
much.
You have it. Yep, I know you have it. But it's just, you're just going up. It's like this company is where you're supposed to be. It's like being born into a family. Like, these are my parents. These really are my parents. Well, for you, it's the same thing when you interview Wednesday. It's like, yep, this is me. This is me. This is where I'm supposed to be. And like I said, I see you walking up steps. So that just tells me you're going up and up and up. Supervisor, manager, director, whatever, you're going up within this hotel, within the company. Yep.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. Oh, you're most welcome. Listen, things are happening. That's good. You're applying yourself. It's already out there. The universe knows. So they're going to make it happen Wednesday for you. So, yeah, congratulations to you. Because I know you're going to get the job. So congratulations, and I wish you the very best, and upward and onward, young lady.
Thank you again so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Yes, indeed. Okay. I don't normally take calls that I don't see an area code, but I'm going to do it today. Miss Nina's not here. So 111, this is Lennox. Who's this?
Hi, Lennox. This is Evelyn. Thank you for taking the call.
Okay, Evelyn. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm just having a fun time listening to everyone calling, and you're really gifted. Seems like you're really talking. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So what can I do for you today? And who's around you that's happy, jumping up and down like a little kid? I see it almost like a cartoon, just happy, 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 and just jumping up and down. You have a child or a niece or a nephew or somebody around you? They're so
right
tickled.
Now, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, it must be going to be or whatever, but, yeah, I see right now around you just happy. Oh, my God, this child is so happy. Okay, what's your question? I'm sorry, I have to let you know when I see things.
No,
sometimes they show me while folks are talking.
No, I have nieces and nephews that live with me, but they're usually grumpy. And
okay, well, that's why, see, and I said niece or nephew. Yeah, okay. Well, no, they're not going to be grumpy. It's one of them. I shouldn't say they, but it's one of them just ecstatically happy, just jumping up and down like, ooh, this is the best ice cream in the world. So I don't know what happened, but it's good. It's good.
No.
Okay, what can I answer for you?
Well, the reason I'm calling is because I met this man named Danny that I like. And
okay.
I want to know if he's worth, I wonder where things will go with me and him. I have
okay.
my doubts.
What's his, no,
Danny.
Don't say anything. Let me tell you. What's his first name?
Danny, and I'm Evelyn.
Okay, that's okay. Don't say anything else. Let me tell you about him. And you want to know if the relationship is going to work out, if you guys are going to be together?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want to play games. I'm 32. I'm too old for that.
Oh, honey, life is just beginning. Every day you learn something new.
That's true.
Yeah, that's okay. You're young. Listen. Beautiful. Okay, Danny. Let me see. You know, sometimes he gets a little cross with you when you tell him to correct him. He doesn't like that sometimes, but he knows you're telling him right. But if you correct him on something, say, no, the sky is really blue, it's not overcast, he kind of takes things to heart. He shouldn't. He takes things to heart sometimes instead of just, you know, let it, like the kids do, over your head. As you do your hand, just let it go. It's not worth it. Sensitive. That's what I want to say. He's real sensitive. This is another word I want to say, but I will not say that. He's a hard worker. Let's see, Danny. He's not the best communicator. That seems to be what your problem is. He doesn't communicate the best. Which causes ill feelings between the two of you. And he don't look like he's all that good in bed either. Let's see. You know, he's a troubled spirit. I see that about him. His spirit is troubled. I don't understand why. Something issues with a woman? Issues from when he was a child with a woman. Oh. You need to work through that, Danny. You're hanging on to that like a burden on your back. Oh, my God, like a sack of cement. Relationship-wise, you guys have a communication problem, for sure. I think maybe he's too sensitive for you. Because, Evelyn, you just, it's like this, okay? Either you're going to do it this, you know, either you're going to do it like this or you're not, but don't play games with me, you know? You're a no-nonsense woman. Like, if I go after something and I want it to either work, or if it's not going to work, let me know. so I can move on. Don't keep me pending, so to speak. That's not you. And hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's good. That's not you. So Danny is a long-term relationship? No. But I'm seeing a guy's name called Luke, L-U-K-E. Who is Luke? I see Luke around you. Or he's coming. There he is. Luke is coming towards you. He's tall and slender, and he's either mixed. He could be half black, half white, or Filipino and white. So one way or the other. But he's tall and slender, this Luke guy. And he likes horses. That's something so you'll know. He likes horses. Where are you going to meet him at? Luke. Around your job, they're telling me. Wherever that you're working at, Luke is something. He has something to do around your job. So I guess you two have been passing each other, but you haven't stopped to say, like, oh, hi, how are you?
Okay.
Do you get deliveries at your job, like UPS or something like that? I'm seeing more about this Luke guy.
I'm a teacher. I work at a school, and we only have one male teacher.
But I'm seeing a delivery guy though now, Evelyn. So that's what I'm saying. So if you work at a school, they do get deliveries, right? UPS
yeah,
or FedEx, whatever. Like that's who he is. That's who he is. He's a delivery guy. Now you know. Yep, and his name is Luke.
So that guy Danny then. I would just wonder.
Danny. Like I said, does he what? Say it again, I'm sorry.
Did he even have feelings for me? Because
yeah, he does, but he's a confused individual. His spirit is not clear, and he's not a good communicator, and he does have a burden. He needs to work through some issues with a female, something that happened when he was real young, and he needs to work through that. In fact, I'll be honest with you, he could use some therapy. He could actually use some counseling. And it would help him to be a better person. Sometimes when we go on our own thoughts, it's not always correct, you know. He cares about you. But I don't see you two as being a permanent figure together, you and him.
I agree. It's one of those things that when you're attracted to someone, it's hard to let go, but I think I'm at this point where I'm just going to let it go. And thank you. It makes sense. I'm excited about this Luke guy. I'm like,
he's either a UPS or a FedEx delivery guy. That's why I said you two have been passing each other, but you haven't spoke. So maybe when it's a break from your classroom or lunchtime or something, and you happen to see this tall, slender guy come in, get out of a truck to do a delivery, make yourself available. If nothing but just go outside and like, hi, do you guys also deliver furniture or how long does it take? You know, use your womanly wiles. Yeah. But you two, yes. You and this Luke guy, yes, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You're great. And I would like to continue listening to you. So if you don't mind, just if you could keep me on the queue.
Okay, I sure will. And thank you. And have a wonderful week, Evelyn.
You too.
Okay, area code 559. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How you doing, young lady?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right now.
I've been reading your prayers every day.
Okay.
And I wanted to just say to you, thank you. I just love you.
Oh, you're
you
most welcome.
You are wonderful.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Do you see anything that the angels are telling you, giving me a message? I've just been kind of like just out there, you know. I'm not staying focused. I'm just... I don't know. I'm just, what's going on?
There is a very warm feeling around me right now, which would be for you. So I'm feeling this warm feeling and it feels so good. I just, what do you feel fractured about, Gwendolyn? Because I'm feeling just warmth and love right now.
Frustrated.
So what do you feel fractured about? Frustrated, okay.
That I'm not moving anywhere. I mean, I do home care for a friend of mine I live in, and it seems like he's not getting any better to me, but I don't see it. And I'm just, nothing's
moving. He's stubborn.
Moving.
Yeah, he's just being stubborn.
Stubborn.
Yep,
okay.
That's what that is. He can do better. Believe me,
yes.
Gwendolyn, he can do better. I mean, to a certain extent now, you know that, taking care of him, but he can do better. He's just being stubborn. That's all that is, just stubbornness. Like a little kid, you know, no, I ain't going to do it. And you'd be like, come on, come on, you got to do this.
Yes.
It'll make you feel better. No, no. You know, so that's all. Yeah, that's all that is.
Yes,
I'm just being stubborn.
Okay.
And it frustrates you.
Yeah.
I understand that. I understand that. It frustrates you. Gwendolyn, I see you around a bunch of flowers. Are you going to a flower show? Or are you going to look at some arrangements or tulips? I see flowers in front of you, beautiful flowers. Are you and a girlfriend or someone going to something? Like, I know here in Washington we have a tulip festival every year, and just thousands of people go. So I see you doing that, but you're away from the home. But I'm trying to see, it looks like it could be a girlfriend. It's not a guy. And it's all these beautiful flowers. And y'all are just walking through them. You know what I mean? Almost like going to a park where this time of year, March or April. Yeah.
Yes, I am going. But it's a Chinese garden.
Oh, honey, that's
Japanese
beautiful.
Japanese garden.
Yes,
yes,
we have one of those here in Washington. Beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you for the validation. Well, when you do this, it gives you peace.
Okay.
When you go walk through this garden and stuff, it's peaceful to your spirit and to your being.
Yeah.
So that's why I see that. Because like I said, while you were talking, I just felt this wonderful warmth of love, just like if my mother was here and she hugged me, and I just would feel so good, so warm and loving. That's what I felt at the beginning of our conversation. But then I saw these flowers, and you were going, it's just beautiful. So that's it. You're going to the Chinese. Well, girl, enjoy yourself. And just let your mind go within the peace of the flowers and what you see. But it's good for you. It will give you peace. So, yeah.
Okay. That's what I needed.
Yeah. Oh, I love looking at flowers. My mother was a horticulturist, and she was a fifth-degree Japanese flower arranger, and there's yet to be anybody in Washington, and my mother's gone now, to have passed her, you know, in degree of her flower arrangement. Yeah. Yeah, she
well,
has shows every year.
I've heard about the one here. And I missed it twice. So this is what I've been, my spirit been. I saw it on the computer, and I said, it's not far from my house.
And
so
you
I've
go.
Been wanting to. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say you go because you'll feel so peaceful after you leave there. It'll be like, not starting over again. Give your engine a little jump, your battery jump. There you go. Like a battery jump. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the prayers, too, because I read them every day.
Oh, you're most welcome. Oh, thank you. You're most welcome. Well, just notice the changes, because as you're doing those prayers, notice the changes for the better. For the better.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
You, too.
Okay. Okay. I guess I should say that, huh? You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open, and I just took a quick look. Oh, okay. Looks like it's going okay. All righty. And, okay. Looks like it's going good. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. You're doing good. I know Miss Nina's not there. Okay, next caller is area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing
First,
great.
I want to tell you I just love you, love you, love you.
Oh,
and thank you
well, I love
so
you
much
too.
For the prayers.
Oh, you're most welcome. They work. Honey, they work.
I'm
telling you, that
no
financial prayer works so good. Let me tell you real quick. That financial prayer works so good. This lady said it for 7 days. Her husband
mm-hmm.
went to get a scratch ticket just, you know, in the store and got a scratch ticket. They won $25,000.
Woo.
And it came in right on time when God, when they won that money, it came in right on time for that husband and wife because they were kind of in financial straits. But she said that prayer faithfully for 7 days. And like I said, I don't know how God blesses you financially. That's between you and God. But her husband just was at the store picking up a few things and thought, what the heck? I'll get a scratch ticket. Got home and scratched a ticket, and they had won $25,000.
Mm, mm, mm.
I know it works. It works.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So something good's going to happen for you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what can I answer for you today, Miss Bridget?
I wanted to ask you if you can give me a reading, see if, you, if the angels see something in my life, what's going on with me, because I've been a mess.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, they're telling me what's, something's been stopping you from going forward, but they said your prayers... Oh, yeah, your prayers are being heard. Oh, Bridget. Oh, I hope you got a pencil. This is going so fast. There's two tall angels by you right now, one to your right and one to your left. They're standing almost 8 feet tall, 7 to 8 feet tall, and they're right by you. Ooh, I got a feeling going through my body. My Lord. Whoa, they're right there. Angels, touch. I want you to touch Bridget right now. And ease her mind of whatever that's going on in her life and let her give her peace and let her know that everything is going to be all right and it will work out for the best. And while you two angels are there, I want you to encompass around her, give her the love, the hope, the desire, and the faith that she needs. I thank you, angels. I see you smiling. I thank you for being there with Bridget. Okay, now let me get back to you. But wow, that was strong. I mean, they're right there, right on each side of you. Immensely tall. Oh my God, they're so tall. We're here to help you. That's what they're saying. We're here to help you. Ask and it shall be given. They're telling me to tell you, ask and it shall be given. In time. What is it? Everything will happen on time. Okay, if God doesn't come when you want him to, don't worry about it. He will be on time to help. But yeah. They're scooting you. These two angels are scooting you like on a child's little, ooh-wee. Oh, I can see this toy. Oh, what did they call this? The kids would get on it and they turn with their little feet. But anyway, that's what the angels, they're scooting you along. They're like, you've been here long enough. You've been settled long enough. It's enough now. So the two of them are like, they're going to pick you up, raise you up, and push you forward. So whatever that needs to happen in your life, I want you to tell those two angels when we hang up. Tell them both, oh, here, wait a minute. Let me see, can I get names? So when you call out to these angels, God, I'm getting one with the R, Rampart.
Raphael.
Rampart. What is that, Rampart? Okay.
Raphael?
No, but yeah, Raphael. But Raphael is one. Miriam is the other one. Miriam's the female, and Raphael is the male. So write that down. Those are your two angels. Talk to them, and they will move things forward. They're going to lift you up. If you feel like all of a sudden in the next 3 days, listen to me, that you want to shout like you're in church, you can't explain it. But it's so good. This feeling that you have is so good. It's like you just want to shout, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You don't know why. It's because they took you to the next level, and it's your time. That's why. So enjoy it. That's what they're giving you, this good feeling to let you know we've moved you on to something else. You'll feel it. You'll feel this joy. I'm telling you, it'll be like shouting in church.
You okay.
Know? So, yeah. So talk to those two angels. They're going to move for you. They'll move things for you. Whatever that's on your heart, you let Miriam and Raphael know. And like I said, they're right there. Oh, they are so there. I can see them. If I was sitting in front of you right now, I'd tell you I can see them to the left and the right, and they're smiling. They are just smiling. They're so happy for you. My Lord. Okay, Bridget. You're on a good one.
Ooh,
talk to your
thank
angels.
You.
Talk to your angels, honey. You're going to feel it and see it. That's what I'm telling you. In 3 days' time, by Wednesday, you're going to want to shout. I don't know what they're preparing for you, but whatever that it is, it's so good. It is so good. It's overwhelming. So just let them know. Get you a little quiet place in your house and say, Raphael, Miriam, come here. This is what's going on. I need y'all to do this or do that. And they will be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay.
All right?
I sure will.
Okay, Bridget. You have a wonderful week. I know you are. You have a good week. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
You too.
All right. Thank you,
you
for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
most
you.
Welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code. Well, come on. Area code 478. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Candace.
I'm sorry. Did you say Candace?
Yes.
I can't hear you. You're mumbling.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're talking real low, so nobody will hear you on the phone with me. That's okay. What's your name, honey?
It's I'm trying to see which line because I had called. Is it this line?
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Fine. What's your name, though? So I can focus.
It's Candace.
Okay.
I called from another line because I had called in earlier. I thought maybe if I call in from another phone.
Okay. That's all right. Go ahead, young lady. Now, what can I help you with today?
Yes, I had a question. I recently met this guy, and it's like we had like this spiritual connection or whatever, but it's kind of like intense early. So I was wondering, like, should I just let this go, or is it something?
What's his first name, Candace?
But it's like his name is Jarvis.
Darvis? Okay.
Jarvis.
Oh, with a J?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Candace and Jarvis. Ooh, does Jarvis have a big head? Look like Star
yes.
Jones, big head and small body. Lord,
yeah.
Stop. Okay. Sometimes he's scattered.
Yes.
He's like 3 or 4 or 5 different places all at once. Oh, my God, he's even confusing my brain. He's
yes.
Hyper, very energetic, likes to go,
mm-hmm.
likes to do things. Yeah, he's interested in you. He's interested
mm-hmm.
in you, Candace. He's just a hyper person. So maybe that kind of threw you off, his intensity. But that's just him. That's who he is. He's just, you know, some people are hyper and some people are low, you know, where they just kind of go with the flow and everything
right.
is smooth. Well, Jarvis, on the other hand, says, girl, let's go. Be ready. I'm coming there
yes.
to pick you up in a half an hour. Come on now. That's how he is. So, yeah, the intensity is a little bit greater. And if, you know, you like that, then fine. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. You know, he's
yeah,
just a guy who likes
arguing
to go into.
So much already. This was like we were supposed to, like, start a relationship, but then, like, we kind of broke up today because, like, we argue so much. But we, like, I had, like, this connection with him. And so, like, I'm kind of like, you know, should I go back and start talking to him or should I just let it go? Because, like, we argue so much so early on in the relationship.
Oh, let me see. What? Okay. Oh, you argue because you don't understand him and he don't understand you.
Right.
That's the argument. Okay. So, okay, because I think other than that, you two are okay. Communication right. failure. Okay, yeah. Because other than that, I think you two are okay. Like I said, he's just hyper. You know, to slow this boy's brain down.
Right.
Because I see you trying to talk to him, but he's so scattered that he's not listening to you. He hears
right.
you, but he doesn't hear you. You know,
right.
he's listening, but he's not taking in what you're saying. You know, you could say, hey, today we're going to go to the show. All he heard was, we're going somewhere. He didn't
right,
hear you
yeah.
when you said show. Okay, okay. Then you, thank you for the validation. You understand.
This
he's
like
a
weekend.
Good
like
guy.
Said,
the
going,
only thing.
Yes, he is.
The only thing is that you two got to be able to sit down and communicate. What I would say is to try is maybe like a nice, quiet evening. Maybe you cook dinner for the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Something very quiet. Have a glass of wine. Get in a conversation very lightly now at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then things that have been bothering you, Candace, that you wanted to discuss, bring it into the conversation and tell him, no, we're not going to be arguing and we ain't going to be calling each other's name or jumping up and down. I want us to sit here and find a solution or at least a compromise. You know, you
right.
know how he feels. He knows how you feel about the situation. But at least you can agree on that. You know, you can
right.
agree on that. So that's what I want you to do. Just have a nice an evening that's quiet that, you know, both of you ain't worried about work and all that stuff. And have a nice, quiet dinner, and then get in a conversation. And this way he can see a side of you instead of y'all, blah, 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 blah. You know,
yes.
you're sitting there very nicely, and you're like, come on now. Come on, babe. Can we just talk this through? We're good on other elements in this relationship.
Yes.
Can we just, you know, let's just talk this through. Let's not argue. Let's not raise our voices or nothing. Let's just talk it through. And if we disagree, okay, that's all right. We're both human beings. You have that prerogative to disagree. But at least we have
right.
an understanding.
Right.
So we don't have to break up. Yeah, we have an understanding. Okay, so there you go. There you
Thank
go, Candace.
Thank you so much. It helped me a whole lot.
Well, sure, sure. Y'all be together. Just communication. Other than that, you two are fine. Okay,
okay.
I wish you the best. And have
right.
a wonderful
you.
Week. You most welcome, honey. Most welcome.
All right.
Okay, area code 631, you're on the line with Lennox. Who's this?
I'm okay with that. 30s is good.
All right. I'm sorry. 631, you're
okay.
on the air.
Hi.
Oh, guess she didn't want to talk. Oh, well. Okay, area code 708. You're on the air with Lennox. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hi, and who's this?
It's Honey Bee.
Honey Bee, what's going on, young lady? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Oh, girl, just great. Just great.
I'm
Having
glad.
A good day today. Yes, and blessed. And a good weekend. I'm telling you, for Valentine's Day, I'm single, of course, and my daughter, the youngest one, is single. So you know what we did? We spent the day shopping. And you know what we did? Groceries and vegetables and fruit.
That is productive. That is productive.
I know people
that
when I say I went shopping, I know people think, oh, they bought clothes and hats and purses. No.
No.
We went
produce
grocery shopping.
And bread and pasta.
Yeah, but it was fun. You know, sometimes the simplest things in life can be so precious and so
I
beautiful
agree.
That we miss that sometimes. Look at the big things, but sometimes just the little simple things. Hey, how you doing? God knows I love you. That can mean a lot.
Right.
Yep.
Right. I agree.
Okay, so Honeybee, what's going on? You should be in there monitoring the chat room, girl.
I should be, but I miss Nina so much I don't even know how.
Oh, yeah. Her and Jim are on vacation. I'm so glad. I'm so
yes,
glad. They
in the
needed to get
right?
away. Yeah, I think, yeah, mountains or somewhere, yeah. Because mm-hmm. she said she was going to be doing some knitting while they were sitting around, yeah.
Oh, boo, that's boring. Okay, tell me what you see.
Oh, okay. Okay, honey bee. Ooh, clarity. Wait a minute. Hold up. Who is this guy? Is he in the military that you were talking to? A guy that's in the military has something to do with the military? Does he work on the base or?
Might be ex-military. I'm not sure.
Yeah, or yeah, he could have been in the military, yeah, and out. I don't know. I'm seeing a military guy. Maximilian. Ooh. Okay. Say that then. yeah, they're showing me he has something to do with the military. So either he's in the military or he's out of the military or he works on the base. But he has something to do with the military and he's in the background. How do you meet this guy? He's been around you. I see him walking all the way around you, complete 100 and 180 degrees. Wait a minute. Where are you, guy? Where are you at? They're telling me three doors down from you.
Ew. I don't want these local dudes.
Oh, yeah. Somebody that's three doors down. Okay, well, now you know that guy is... He's got a crush on you. That's what he
is.
He's been watching you. He's been watching you, and he has a crush on you. So it's either three doors. That's what they said at first. So I'll leave it like that, maybe three blocks. But they said three doors down. But, yeah, he's been watching you. Not like a stalker, but, you know, he sees you, and he has this crush like, But he ought to just make himself known, come out and speak to you, you know, introduce himself to you.
You can't get rejected unless you approach the girl in the first place. So he needs to hurry up so I can move on with my life.
Yes, he needs to. Also, now I'm seeing a guy. Boy, what's with you in these uniforms? He's a mailman. I see a mailman that's interested in you, too.
Our mailman is a little short Hawaiian lady.
No. This is a guy.
Okay.
He may not deliver in your neighborhood, but this is what he does for a living. He's a mailman. Okay. You meet him at a social. Some social
that's
coming up here pretty quick, either at the end of February or the beginning of March. And that's where you meet the guy. So for a living, he is a postman. He's a mailman. You meet him in social. The other guy, like I told you, he's three doors down. And, hold up. Who is this woman that's nitpicky. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
She's like needles
her, so
in my skin. It's like needles pricking
so
my skin.
There's nothing I can do.
You know who that is?
Yep. It's been that way for almost 2 years.
Oh, okay. God, prickly. Just like somebody taking a needle, sticking it in my skin.
I thought
honey, you need to get one of them prayers. Put that power prayer. Cleansing prayer.
Okay.
Say that on that individual. Oh, yeah. You'll see a change. You'll see a change. That's not right. Yeah.
She,
if nothing
she has
else, single-handedly. The person will.
I'm sorry. My phone has a lag in it.
That's okay. Go ahead.
She has been sabotaging me for almost the entire 2 years that I've been there. And what she does is so outrageous that even when I mention it to HR, they don't believe me. They just laugh in my face. So she's been getting away with it. They're never going to fire her. I've been under five managers who have been under her. And they've all left. And there's nothing anybody is willing to do about it.
What's the lady's first name?
Brenda.
Okay. Now listen to me. I'm going to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
God, we are asking all our highest guides, and this is for Honeybee, to remove Brenda with her evil, angry, loathing, wicked negativities. Remove Brenda from all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, and present day spirits, and future life spirits from Honeybee. Move her totally away, God. that Brenda can no longer, you know, do anything to Honey Bee. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Honey Bee, what I want you to do is go to, because I wanted to say something more, but go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Pull up the prayers. When you see cleansing prayer, powerful, say that for 7 days. But say the prayer with her name in it, that she's the one that's doing this to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get rid of her.
Okay.
You will get rid of her with that prayer. But like I said, say it as, God, I need Brenda, blah, 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 what I just said, you know, away. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the prayer, you know, you say, I am that I am. That's God. You are God, too. I am that I am. So shall it be. But before you get to that part, say, as soon as possible, God. Right when you get to the end, you know, you say, I am that I am. As soon as possible,
mm-hmm.
God, take care of this. So shall it be. Yeah, you ain't waiting for whatever. Like I say, God may not come when we want him to, but he's always on time. When you say that power cleansing prayer, he will be on time. She least suspected. Next thing you come into work Monday morning, she's no longer there. Say, what? She got fired? Child, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what came down the pike, but she gone. Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. She makes it hard on everybody else, and it's
mm-hmm.
hard to be that one nice person when everybody else is so. And I
oh,
haven't
no.
lost my cool yet, but you know, it's
oh,
hard
no,
to maintain with that type of negativity.
Oh no, you're gonna get rid of it. Do that power cleansing prayer for 7 days on her, Call her name out when you say that prayer, and after 7 days, just kick back and watch what'll happen. That's between her and God after you do the prayer, okay? So whatever happens between her and God. So if she's being a nasty, ugly woman, the nasty
mm-hmm.
and ugliness is going to be upon her.
I think
yeah.
once that's clear, everything else that has been supposed to manifest in my life is going to fall into place. She just feels like
oh,
a
yes,
huge
it will.
Hindrance right now.
Yes, Honey Bee, yes. Yes. Say it for her. To use her name, and then you can say the prayer again right behind it for you to remove these
okay.
things from you. Yeah. But, you know, say
I
it first
that.
For her. Yep. And then say it for you. Yeah. And don't forget that, what is that? It's on there, too. I want to see. Oh, that which is sent to us that is not for our highest good. Be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. You want to say that every day, too. That's also in
okay.
there in the prayers. So it's like, and what I do now, when I say it, I say that which is sent to me, if you know the person's name, and is not for my highest good, be it returned to the sender 100-fold.
Ouch.
I want it to sting. Yes, ouch. Okay, so that's what I say. Now, I probably shouldn't have said that to you, but because you've been going through this for 2 years, get rid of the heifer. Let it go.
Yeah.
That's just bad, bad
oh,
shadows,
yeah.
bad clouds, bad negativity, bad all the way around. I can feel it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I wouldn't
yep.
do it if I didn't think she deserved it, but I think she needs to feel what she has put up on all me and everybody else in this, you know, company for the past however many years it's been in business. So
well, yeah.
I know what you mean when you say, you know, you don't want anybody to misuse it. She is one of those people that has to feel it in order to know that it's not okay to do it.
No, well, it's getting ready to rain down on her when you say these prayers, say this prayer for 7 days.
Well, I am ripped. I am ripped to go.
It's going to rain down on her. And if you have a problem that you can't find the prayer, email me. Well, you know.
Okay.
Email me and I'll copy and paste. And in fact, do that. Go into the SSL
okay.
Success contact, leave your email address, and then I'll send both the prayers to you. And I'll send it to you the way that I say it, then to say it over the air. Because I don't want people
okay.
to think that I'm hard on people, but I don't like to see people mistreated. That bothers me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is a rare case. It's not something where I just want to be spiteful. I just want somebody to feel what I feel so that they'll know to stop.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll be praying with you, too.
Thank you. You is a blessing.
Yeah. always try to be, but yeah, so do that. And thank you, honeybee, as always. Now, I'll let you know, Nina will be back next Sunday, so she'll be in there.
Hurrah. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
thank you
for calling. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, because I've only got like a few minutes left, I don't want to start with somebody else because I'm at the end of the show. And I oh my God, all you people that are waiting on the line, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Call in next Sunday and I'll try to get to you early. Well, I don't want to do a last call because last Sunday I was given a reading and I didn't realize I was at the end of the show and we got cut off. So I don't want to do that this Sunday. If I can't give you a full information or reading what you want, it's not fair. So anyway, I want you to check in with me next Sunday, and we will definitely definitely get you on the air and get to your reading. So I just want to thank everybody. Thank you for the people that called in. Thank you for the people in the chat room, and thank you for the folks who were listening by internet, phone, tablet, or whatever. I love all y'all. And this week, have a good week in the life. And you know what? Smile. When you see somebody as you go throughout your day, just give them a smile. Or maybe say, hi, how are you doing? You'll be surprised. A smile on someone else's face, how good that'll feel to them, even if you don't know them, you know? So anyway, all right, and remember, if you want a reading Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'll be back on Wednesday, y'all. Wednesday I do In the Studio at 6 o'clock. I do entertainment news, sports, and hot topics, and also I'm on Spreaker.com on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, and that's the Gaia Bocelli Show. So thank you, everybody, for enjoying me today, and do have a good week. And if nobody's told you that they love you, I do. All right.